This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. While law enforcement builds its case against Ahmad Khan Rahami, the man accused in the New York and New Jersey bombings this past weekend, they are also following a supply chain of sorts because at least two of the bombs were made using items any of us could pick up at almost any shopping mall across the country. Marketplace's Sally Herships explains how difficult that can make things.
The materials you can use to make a bomb can be so mundane, it can seem almost surreal.
You know, I was involved in discussions a long time ago about pie tins.
So, wow, pie tins.
I know. It was one of the weirder moments of my government career.
Now, James Lewis is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. But he used to work with the Department of State and says, yeah, you can use pie tins to make a bomb.
You know, some people said, gee, we ought to find a way to control pie tins. And it's like, get a grip.
He says if the government started tracking pressure cookers, terrorists would just find something else.
Pursuing everything that could be used to do harm is just a fruitless task.
Instead of law enforcement tracking our pots and pans, Lewis says we should keep an eye on people, the ones who make bombs, potentially including surveilling our communications. But if we really wanted to track the sale of pressure cookers, we could.
Certainly technically possible.
William Banks is director of the Institute for National Security and Counterterrorism at Syracuse University. He says, look no farther than fertilizer and think back to Oklahoma City, 1995. Before that, fertilizer was something we thought of for farmers to grow more crops. Then it was used in a massive bombing that killed 168 people.
After the Oklahoma City bombings, we decided to tag and then monitor the sale and use of many of those materials. We could do that again.
Except Banks says we shouldn't. For consumers, being watched while shopping would mean privacy issues. And for everyone else, it would mean a lot of extra work.
You know, retailers and wholesalers would say, oh my God, you know, every time I sell a pressure cooker now, I've got to fill out a piece of paper.
At a colorful Brooklyn houseware store, which sells a couple of models of pressure cookers, Preet Verdi is shopping for a salad bowl. She says watching what we buy isn't enough anyway.
People need to know that extremism is just not about a pressure cooker. It's about why that person bought a pressure cooker to begin with.
Luckily, most of the time, it's because they just want to make stew. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.